if you compare the activity of Jesus to Muhammad, they are very different. For Muhammad, his telos or his end was to create a caliphate, if you will, an Islamic government and with Islamic law, and majority, if not all, Muslim people. Whereas Jesus's telos or end is beyond time and space. It's the city of God. Jesus, of course, did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. With Muhammad, he establishes a new law. Interestingly, if you compare the activity of Jesus, and especially when he encounters resistance, for Muhammad, on one occasion, there were a group of Jews, a tribe of Jews in Medina, that resisted his claims to prophethood. His way of dealing with them was to call them out one morning, have them dig ditches, and the 700 to 900 Jewish men watch as their wives and children were taken into slavery, and then they have their heads cut off. Jesus is obviously, he's not a pacifist in the modern sense of the term, but his activity is not political. His kingdom is not of this world. When he was challenged, unlike Muhammad, who oftentimes fought his challengers, and when Jesus has his authority challenged, or when people like the Pharisees ask him, on what authority do you make your claims, Jesus sometimes says things like, you'll get no sign except the sign of Jonah. So you see, with Muhammad, he wants you to believe him on force. For Jesus, he does things to make you want to believe him. So you maybe could say that Jesus is unlike any other religious leader or figure in human history. Muhammad's very much like other ones.